what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go, one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
I love that opening. I don't know why. It is, my gosh, what is the date today? I mean, time is flying here in 2023. It's 1/24/23. Whew, the year of pain. We're going to start seeing some really good stuff, I think, out of the House of Representatives. But without any further ado, where is my partner in justice, Shady Groove?
I'm right here, my friend. Thank you very much today. Thank all of you out there for joining the show today. Thank you for fighting for America. That's why we're here. That's what we're all here, put here to do in this great time of the Great Awakening, to wake up our friends and family, to speak the truth, to say what is really happening, not go along with the narrative. Thank you very much to each of you that are doing that out there. I know that you are. I see you working very hard, and I think you're going to have a great show today here with Jeff and Shady.
Who are those guys? I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's see. We got, we're on Brighteon.tv. Welcome to the show, Brighteon. We got the first hour on Brighteon.tv. We got both hours on Rumble.com/MG Show. And of course, Rumble.com/MG Show. And of course, Red State Talk Radio. We've got Lincoln Logger out there, Miss Monster, Mike Hess, Poussin, Ray W17, Blessed Beyond Belief. We got MG Show out there. It says, let's go. Oh, wait, that was me. You don't know if it's me or Shady typing half the time out there. Rush is out there. Rush says, what does he say all the time, Rush? What does Rush say? Atlas Shrug. There you go. The original Clag is out there. Morning, fellas. We love you. Let's see. We got Kim Smoothie. Real Iron Eagle. My favorite gnome is out there. Garden Gnome. Wet Yeti is out there as well. So, you know, we got a great show for you today. We got the Doomsday Clock set to 90 seconds because Russia.
Yes, exactly. another fair weather day of Russia, Russia, Russia.
We got the Doomsday Clock set to 90 seconds today because Russia.
Try the other
one. We got the Doomsday Clock set to 90 seconds today because Russia. We got the Doomsday Clock set to 90 seconds today because Russia. There we go. That's the because we're just two dudes bringing the news with some views. Shady Groove, and we're not sponsored by Lusa Pfizer. We are sponsored by you. Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard MyPillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented pill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Shout it from the rooftops. We are brought to you by MyPillow.com. Use code MGSHOW, 1-800-873-0478. 1-800-873-0478.
Thank you very much. Mike Lindell.
Thank you for that announcement. We are that is very good.
I guess I'm having fun today, Shady Group, because we got a flashback right here. Let's check this out. This is an article. Flashback. Biden says Antifa is an idea, not an organization. During presidential debate, Ray told lawmakers that Antifa is an ideology or a movement. Quote, Antifa is a dangerous, radical group, and you ought to be careful with them. They'll overthrow you, at real Donald Trump concluded. Shady Groove, that's amazing. And look at what we got going on now. We've got MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Check it out.
It's militia that kind of floats around America, and when needed, they show up and start burning buildings and flipping over police cars, and no one knows who they are or who's paying for this. How can that be?
Well, Tucker, you laid it out just perfectly. And I think, honestly, America is sick and tired of Antifa. Look at what they've done over years now. Just from 2020, they're responsible for nearly $2 billion in damage and many people dead. But the war is against the police. And the reason why is because Antifa is the ground troops of the Democrat Party. Not only are they the ground troops, they breed them, they raise them, and then they bail them out of jail when they get arrested. But they never get prosecuted. And that's because, well, we know the truth. It's the Democrats in control, and it's the establishment, and it's the unelected bureaucrats that make no apologies for their support of Antifa. Well, it's time to do something about Antifa, and that's why I'm going to introduce legislation to declare Antifa domestic terrorist, because they need to be taken apart. We need to investigate exactly who they are, who funds them, and then we need to make sure that whenever they they come out and erupt in violence, attacking police officers and attacking businesses in cities like my city, in Atlanta in Georgia. We need to make sure that they're arrested and charged with domestic terrorism charges, just like the GBI did this past weekend. Enough of Antifa. They are not the anti-fascists. They are the fascists. And they always show up and they defend Democrat causes. Not only do they attack police, but they defend the drag queens targeting our children with drag queen story time. They go after people when they're not vaccinated and demand they get vaccinated and wear masks during the so-called pandemic. But enough of Antifa. We've had it with them, and it's time to do something about it.
Yeah, that was kind of a tell, I would say. This is the anarchist group that's for vax mandates. Tell me how that works. Is that in the anarchist catechism? Vax mandates?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Environmentalists trying to stop a police training center. We're not buying it. It's
too funny. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Thank you so much.
So she's picking up where Donald J. Trump left off. Good on you, MTG. I'm really happy about that, actually. Shady Groove, what do you think?
I am too. I'm really glad that she mentioned it like that. The only thing that I have an issue with would be that her and Tucker both acted like that they are the complete arm of the Democrat Party. I would suggest that they are the arm of the globalist regime that is currently controlling all aspects of America, but a very great summation nonetheless. Yeah.
It'll be funny to see what Jerry Nadler has to say.
There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth. That's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sure, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
No Ned Nadler, Shady Grove. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's a myth.
It's a complete myth. Yep. The people that are controlling them don't see them, do they? Isn't that funny?
Interesting how that works.
It really is. It's kind of odd.
You know, and Antifa, again, you know, I'm going to do this again because there's probably new eyes. But, you know, if you go to Wikipedia, right, we understand that anti-fascista is what they were called in the 30s at Germany, Shady Groove. So we've got, you know, sauce that these guys have been used before to get Hitler elected, Shady Groove, allegedly, right? I mean, isn't that what happened? The anti-fascista movement. They came from the... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say absolutely. And people think that this is somehow a modern organization. And I think ultimately that's why your elected class ignores this reality, because they understand the connections. They understand how that they've been used throughout the last, 100 years now to undermine political, you know, instigate color revolutions, undermine political elected leaders.
And the myth, the myth of Antifa, you know, travels through bloodlines. This is Malina Abdullah. She was born Malina Rachel Ryman, an American academic civic leader. She's the former chair of development from the Pan-African Studies at California State University, Los Angeles, and co-founder of the Los Angeles Black Lives Matter chapter. And she is also a supporter of the Southern Poverty Law Center, designated hate group of the Nation of Islam. So her grandfather is Gunter Reimann, Shady. Gunter Reimann is Hans Sticky, wrote the book called The Vampire Economy in 1939. And he was a member of the Communist Party and at the forefront of the underground resistance to Adolf Hitler within Nazi Germany. Very interesting how history repeats itself, Shady Groove. After the Reichstag fire in 1933, Reimann went underground to oppose the new National Socialist regime under the resistance movement called the German and Social Democrats and Communists. In 1934, the Gestapo continued zeroing in on his location, finally raiding his house and arresting Hugh Lanqui, who later became the first female general of the Chinese National Revolution Army. Reimann fled to France and then London. Now, Reimann isn't just a, you know, name, you know, Shady Groove. They've got a trust, a family trust, but family businesses, Shady.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting whenever you start looking at, you start looking at these trusts and connected to the institutions, then connected right to the foundations. It's like one, two, three, little skip.
So it's a holding company, Jab holding company, Jab, pretty interesting name, right? But this is their investment letters and their $50 billion plus in capital. She's related to this. And that's Dr. Pepper Keurig, J.D. Pete's Coffee, Panera Bread. Hey, Panera, not see much. Espresso House, Pret, Krispy Kreme. Wow, here, get one Krispy Kreme. If you show your vax, you get another Krispy Kreme. Independent Pet Group, Pinnacle, Cody, Bally, NVA, Shady Groove. Let's look at their history. It's very amazing because if you go into their heritage, there's a whole piece missing. Mm-hmm. Here's 1823. The incorporation of Benckiser as chemical producer in Germany. No Nazi stuff here. But 1980, Peter Harf joins. Crazy, guys. I mean, so she's the co-founder of the biggest Black Lives Matter chapter, and they own all this, Shady.
Very well funded, you're trying to say.
Well, yeah, essentially. So Antifa, you know, obviously, Shady, I mean, we have, you know, followed the Q drops, right? And Q did talk about Antifa, and it should be a terrorist organization as well.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people that were paying attention at that time, Antifa was not on the radar of very many people. To be quite honest with you, if you didn't look back into history and understand, if you know about the Nazi regime, the anti-fascista party back then, you probably wouldn't even have known what Q was talking about. Q mentioned Antifa very, very early on, and consistently throughout the drops, showing the connections back to Germany, telling you that this is the reason that this is important. This is how you follow the bloodline. This is how you follow the wives. This is how you follow the money.
Absolutely. And we do that, and we paid a heavy price for that, Shady Groove. It's pretty amazing. I'm trying to get to this here. Hang on one second. Let me just grab it. Okay, so here it is. This is, this is it. So let's put Antifa. There they are. Designates the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organization. This is Trump plan for Black America. Founded financially legal backed orgs. DA set free blockade post terrorist designate. DA no proof. Individual link to Antifa argument coming. Antifa mapping began long ago, Shady Groove. Sometimes non-domestic sources of information provide a more accurate report. And this is foreign fighters from Antifa. Oh, they took it. The page you're looking for doesn't exist. We'd have to go back into the other things. But add it all up. Virus, riots, organized, Antifa, fires, the why. This is the why.
Someone who's been watching all of this is Darren Beatty. He's a former speechwriter for President Trump. He works now with Revolver News, the website. He says this is part of a familiar plan. In a recent piece, Revolver argued that Democratic operatives, including some who testified during the impeachment proceedings, are adopting the same tactics that U.S. intel agencies use to start so-called color revolutions in places like Ukraine. Darren Beatty joins us tonight.
Oh, there's that Ukraine thing again.
Darren, thanks so much for coming on. So for our viewers who are not familiar with the color revolutions in Eastern Europe, state as clearly as you can what you think is going on right now in this election. What's the end game for Democrats?
Yes, thank you for having me. Many have described the actions taken against Trump as a coup. And this is certainly correct, but it's a little bit general and vague. What's unfolding before our eyes is a very specific type of coup called the color revolution. It's a regime change model favored by many in our national security apparatus, particularly against Eastern European countries, to overthrow target regimes that they don't like. One model, which is not the color revolution model, is purely sending a bunch of troops into a country and removing by military force a leader you don't like. That's like the Iraq model.
Right.
The color revolution model is a little bit more delicate and subtle, has several characteristics, but the chief characteristics of it is a combination of an engineered contested elections scenario combined with massive mobilized protests, which they call, as a term of art, peaceful protests and acts of civil disobedience. If that sounds familiar, it gets even better. It's not only the same strategies and tactics used against Trump that is used against Eastern European dictators that our national security apparatus doesn't like. It's literally the same people who are color revolution professionals who have a long history of using these same tactics against foreign leaders they don't like to use against democratically elected President Donald Trump. It's the same people using the very same playbook. Now, I'd like to talk about one of the key figures in this operation, a nexus point not only between color revolutions overseas and the color revolution against Trump, but a nexus point between lawfare and mass mobilization and so-called peaceful protests. This is a man by the name of Norm Eisen. Norm Eisen is a key legal hatchet man, Democrat operative, former Obama ethics czar, believe it or not. And he is also a key architect of nearly every effort to censor, sue, impeach, and overthrow the president. He is the author of, in fact, a color revolution playbook, literally called the playbook. And one of the items he calls for in his playbook to overthrow regimes overseas he doesn't like is engineering election fraud scenarios, using election fraud to engineer mass protests to question the legitimacy of the target leader. Norm Eisen has a long and checkered history going all the way back to his days at CRU, which is a lawfare arm. He's been behind over 180 lawsuits against Trump. He authored 10 articles of impeachment before the president's phone call was even made. He was special counsel to the Democrats for the impeachment process. He was literally involved in every aspect of this color revolution against Trump. His latest act, and perhaps his greatest act coming up, is to use lawfare in order to overturn the 2020 election using various legal theories, principally his theory about
Norm Eisen. Remember the name. I'm sorry, Mark Darren, Elias. We're out of time. I appreciate that.
So that was some very amazing information. And now, you know, so I would like to address, you know, one thing. Those that followed Q and have these outrageous scenarios, like, you know, all the stuff that just puts you on your feet, have nothing to do with Q. Okay. This is what Q is. Make no mistake, they will not concede on election night. Let's keep going. Make no mistake, they will contest this legally in battleground states. Mark Elias. Make no mistake, they will project doubt in the election results. Make no mistake, they will organize massive riots and attempt anarchy 99 design playbook known. Shady.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that I was able, if you look in the vMix right here in the comments, I got the link to that article that you clicked on that didn't work, that is pretty good. And it talks about the recruitment for Antifa that Q dropped to us in that drop. And I was able to go work around their little blockade of the 404 error there. But yeah, very interesting to, I'm going to drop this as well to you guys to share in the chat so that you have it to look through as well.
Yep, here it is right here. YPG PKK recruited foreign fighters from Antifa groups in Western countries. Imagine that, Shady Groove. The foreign fighter, the foreign terrorist fighters in PKK, YPG in Syria. Amazing. And how do they pay for that? Maybe pallets of cash on planes? It's all adding up. It all adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a pretty good assumption there.
Yeah. And do these people fare? Do you think Antifa fears, you know, prosecution?
Nope. They don't.
What organized groups are bailing out the rioters within 24 hours arrest, Kamala Harris? It all makes sense. But this has all been debunked, right? And those following Q, you should stop following those people immediately, right? Or should we actually start really looking at the Q drops and really showing you the news every day as it comes out?
That's what we should do. The reality of future proves past and news unlocks the map is something that is not predictable. I mean, I want to make that clear. Q was not Nostradamus. Q was not making predictions about the future. Q was making statements about the corruption. And Q understood what you understand is that with sunlight comes people noticing. When sunlight is shined on something corrupt, people begin to notice. What do they begin to notice? They notice hypocrisy. They notice unabashed hypocrisy over and over and over again. They snap out of their mind control. And that's effectively what I think Q was put here to do for all of you, to give you the lead in and to show you people in the future how the information that you have is relevant and factual, because you've already done your due diligence, used your discernment, and have the information in front of you. In other words, we're prepared. Jeff?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you guys are awesome. News Unlocks Map. That's actually right. Apples to apples. Thank you. But let's keep looking at this, Shady, because, you know, we're talking about, you know, playbook known, but look at this, Shady. This is the Antifa and Nazi flag photos. This is the 1933 paramilitary wing of Germany, the Communist Party of Germany. Remember, Hans Sticky, Malina Abdullah's father, Gunther Reimann, was part of this, okay? All right? Do you understand? BLM. Okay, 1933 paramilitary wing of the Communist Party in Germany. That flag looks very similar to this 2017 paramilitary wing of the Rhino and Democratic Party of America, Shady. Looks very similar, Whoa. Doesn't it? Almost the
sure
same.
It does.
Almost Anti-fascist the same. Action, anti-fascist action, Antifa. So history repeats itself. Today, irregular warfare, tactics deployed versus America. Compare and contrast then versus now. Look at this. This is Britannica. SA is a Nazi organization. It's a Sturmbulletulingung, German. It's the assault division, basically. Stormtroopers, brown shirts, German stormtrooping. This is what they were called in the German Nazi party, a paramilitary organization whose methods of violent intimidation played a key role in Hitler's rise to power. The SA was funded in Munich by Hitler in 1921 out of various roughneck elements that had attached themselves to fledgling Nazi movement. It drew early membership largely from the Free Corps, armed freebooter groups, and made up largely of ex-soldiers that battled leftists in the streets in the early days of the Weimar Republic. You know, and it goes on. That article is great. Then, methods of violent intimidation deployed by SA. Now, methods of violent intimidation deployed by Antifa. Then, battles raged in the streets, book burning, flag burning, destruction, hate, anti-police, etc. Now, battles raging in the streets controlled by the D party sympathizers, anti-republic. Then, physical assaults of opponents, Shady. Now, physical assaults of opponents. Then, voter intimidation in national and local elections. Now, voter intimidation in national and local elections coming, 11.3. Then, project anti-fascist platform, reality, conform, obey, strong-arm tactics deployed to silence opposing views. Now, project anti-fascist platform, reality, conform, obey, strong-arm tactics deployed to silence opposing views. Then, radical and anti-capitalistic platform, socialism. Now, radical anti-capitalistic platform, socialism push. Then, force the economic destruction as recruiting division tactic to drive enlistment rate. Now, the Democrat Party grow mayors, close states, force economic hardships, COVID-19. Then, the SA carried out unchecked street violence against Jews and Nazi opponents. Now, the Democrat governor mayors carried out unchecked deliberate non-prosecution orders, 24-hour release of Antifa rioters arrested because of street violence, block-by-block takeovers, D governor mayors release of violent criminals, many thousands from prisons under the guise of COVID-19. And this is an article of Nazi propaganda. The Nazis effectively used propaganda to win the support of millions of Germans in a democracy and later in a dictatorship to facilitate persecution, war, and ultimately genocide. Wow, this playbook sounds very familiar, Shady. These stereotypes and found in Nazi propaganda were not new, but they are already familiar to their intended audience, guys. And, you know, you just cruise down. This is a great article, guys. This is an amazing article. Going back, use of propaganda by Nazi Germany, use of propaganda by MSDNC, social media control of narrative, terminate opposing message, censorship, or kill. Soros history, assault on America. Ask yourself, why are the D party leaders refusing to condemn the violence? Ask yourself why the D party leaders are refusing to seek a unified republic. It was never about the virus and always about the election. Was the Nazi party ever truly destroyed or eradicated? We just showed you Malina Abdullah, Shady. Did the belief carry on, redeployed? Background of Soros?
Most people believe the 20th century was defined by the death struggle of communism versus capitalism, and that fascism was but a hiccup. Today we know better. Communism was a fool's errand. The followers of Marx gone from this earth, but the followers of Hitler are bound and thrive. Hitler, however, had one great disadvantage. He lived in a time when fascism, like a virus, like the AIDS virus, needed a strong host in order to spread. Germany was that host. But strong as it was, Germany could not prevail. The world was too big. Fortunately, the world has changed. Global communications, cable TV, the internet. Today the world is smaller. And the virus does not need a strong host in order to spread. This virus is airborne. One more thing. Let no man call us crazy. They called Hitler crazy, but Hitler wasn't crazy. He was stupid. You don't fight Russia and America. You get Russia and America to fight each other. And destroy each other.
Pretty interesting. Some of All Fears. If you haven't seen it, you might want to watch it. It's a very good movie. And it shows you that, for example, like the general in the Russian army was the one doing the violence, not the president of Russia. And they had a bomb, a scare event. And, you know, that kind of ties in again today to the doomsday crap. 90 seconds, Shady Groove. We're at 90 seconds because Russia, guys. I mean, these people are absolutely insane.
He clearly says it right there in the movie, what they're doing, what they're talking about. Now, take what you saw from the movie and understand what you just witnessed in Atlanta. Literally, within the last couple of days, they had the CNN guy, Jeff, that they had on there. They were bringing this guy on talking about Antifa, the violence thing. He came on CNN, they're pushing this guy like he is a neutral or a independent journalist, is what they claimed. The guy literally has ties. He's been writing and advocating articles for Antifa, pro Antifa, for like almost a year now, maybe even a little bit more. They had that guy come out on CNN and literally attempting to insert the narrative that destruction of people's property isn't necessarily violence. Destruction of storefronts, burning down police cars, those things aren't violence because they're not directed specifically at a human being. This is part of what we were just talking about. They're trying to change the language. They're trying to change everything about the language, the whole men, women conversation, very, very similar. Black Lives Matter. Remember when they were forcing people to say Black Lives Matter? Think about the country of free speech. What is free speech? Free speech is to be able to say what you want, when you want, and also be able to not say something if you don't want to. This is very, very belligerent, and it's right in our faces, everyone. And it's interesting how many people in our country don't see it yet.
That's right. We clearly see. I think more people than we think. We're going to go to Donald Trump's truth. He thinks the people understand as well, but maybe not to the point where we do, Shady Groove, and the people here at this great audience right here on the MG Show, Brighteon.tv. Rumble.com/MG Show, and of course, Red State Talk Radio. Breaking news, Shady Groove. First on CNN, classified documents found that Pence's Indiana home, a lawyer from former Vice President Mike Pence, discovered about a dozen documents marked as classified at Pence's Indiana home last week. He has turned those classified records over to FBI. Multiple sources familiar with the matter told CNN the FBI and Justice Department Security Division have launched a review of these documents and how they ended up in Pence's house in Indiana. The classified documents were discovered at Pence's new home in Carmel, Indiana, by a lawyer for Pence in the wake of revelations about classified material discovered in President Joe Biden's private office and residence, the sources said. The discovery comes after Pence has repeatedly said he did not have any classified documents in his possession. It is not yet clear what the documents are related to or their level of sensitivity. It doesn't matter. They're classified. This is illegal. Arrest them now, Shady, in my opinion. Pence has asked his lawyer to conduct the search of his home out of an abundance of caution, and the attorney began going through four boxes stored at Pence's house last week, finding a small number of documents with classified markings, the sources said. Pence's lawyer immediately alerted the National Archives, and the sources said, in turn, the archives informed the Justice Department. How come everybody doesn't know they have classified? If I had classified documents in my house, Shady, you think I'd know it? Come on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you would know it, and I'm pretty sure that Pence isn't going to be able to say that this came from some other administration like Joe Biden is doing.
Well, I mean, maybe it was when he was a senator or whatever he was before, Shady. Wasn't he a senator? I don't even know.
this seems very, very interesting. When do you ever see lawyers throwing your clients under the bus? Like we're watching that quite often the last week or so, aren't we?
So on Monday, Pence's legal team drove the classified items back to Washington, D.C. Yeah. In the car. Honk, 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 honk. What is going on, man?
They really think we're that stupid.
I guess so, Shady. We drove them back in a car to Washington, D.C. Pence's lawyers, who should not have classified material, period.
Shouldn't even look at it.
My God.
Much less transported across state lines, bro.
I mean, look at this article, Shady. So in a letter to the National Archives obtained by CNN, Pence's representatives of the archive, Greg Jacob, wrote that a small number of documents verified classified markings were inadvertently boxed and transported to the vice president's home. Quote, Vice President Pence was unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence, Jacob wrote. Quote, Vice President Pence understands the high importance of protecting sensitive and classified. No, he doesn't. My God. And look at that house on a salary of a government official, allegedly, a servant. We should call them government servants. He should have a house just like everybody else. How come this house is so nice and big?
Wow. Wow, wow, yeah. Wow. What an interesting turn of events here.
Plot twist.
I love it. That is just great. It's like tomorrow the headline will be, Donald Trump put those classified documents in my boxes before I left the White House.
QAnon supporters QAnon. It's got to be QAnon. Everything's QAnon.
It was in the pond. The QAnon came out of the pond. It snuck into the house. It put the documents there. We are returning them. We are following all procedures. We're being prudent. I bet Mike Pence is being prudent, like Jean-Pierre.
So somebody's saying it's a trap. Remember the Q post traps set? Remember?
Trap card. It was a trap card and then Trump card coming or something very similar to that, like was one of the posts too? Yeah.
Trap set is what I recall.
Well, that was another one. I was talking about the other one that said there was the person who Q responded to about the Trump card said trap set or something. Yeah.
I don't know, but
wow.
What
an interesting thing to occur this morning. Oh, it's this morning here on the West Coast anyway.
Oh, wow. They entrapped Flynn. They did. Wow. I mean, just interesting, guys.
It's hard to search this site.
Whistleblower traps, March 4th, trap keyword provided whole or parts. Webster, what advantages might exist when you know the other side's playbook? And here's the definitions. Sorry, the word you're looking for can't be found. It's trap. Enjoy the show. Q. Wow.
1201.
You're 1201.
Are you down?
No.
1201 was, Oh, it's backwards. Other way. Zip it. Oh, no, you don't have to have it. Oh, no.
Trump card coming? That had not, no, I'm talking about, oh, trap card played. Nice work, Q. Trump card coming. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I was remembering whenever you said it. Huh. But I remember the one you're talking about, too, trap set.
Yep. Pretty cool. Wow.
I mean, like this, like, okay, now do John Kerry. Let's do all of, I mean, at this point, which one doesn't have classified documents?
What about Obama? Obama Llama.
Let's do Obama. Let's do Chuck Schumer. Nancy Pelosi. Let's go through that. Yeah, let's go through that house with the hammers and stuff.
Let's do them all. And meanwhile, to keep your eyes off that, Lindsey Ladybug Graham.
Just now. So they need Jaguar tanks because they work best in that theater. Germany doesn't want to do it, but they say, hey, Poland, we sold you tanks. If you want to give it to Ukraine, you can. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty correct. You've got the Baltic states willing to give German tanks to Ukraine. You've got Poland willing to give in German tanks to Ukraine because they're in the crosshairs of Putin. You have Germany unwilling to give tanks to Ukraine. The Leopard tank in Germany is the best tank for the fight against the Russians. And the United States is refusing to send the
I'm sorry, I can't listen to this guy. I don't want tanks in the Ukraine. The Ukraine narrative has failed. The American people want to focus on America now. I'm sorry.
No, he was literally over there. He was over there standing with two Democratic senators screaming at our politicians here talking about how much money that we're going to be sending them. I'd like to, you know, bring your attention to the, you know, they keep talking about these Abrams tanks. Take an Abrams tank and put it in the snow. You think it's funny? Watch what an Abrams tank cannot do in the snow compared to a Russian tank, ladies and gentlemen. These people have no idea what in the hell they are talking about. This guy is so freaking in the can for this globalist order. It's ridiculous.
All right, so back to the classified document stuff. So this is you know, where's the raid, Shady Groove? Where's the raid? This is Ted Cruz today. Check it out.
Language. The University of Delaware has more than 1,850 boxes of records from Joe Biden's Senate tenure. The University of Delaware presumably does not have them in a SCIF. It does not have them in a secure location. I am right now calling for the Department of Justice, for the FBI, to examine all 1,850 boxes.
All right, let's just pause there. And I'll get to what you see on the screen in just a second. I want to go back to Pete. Why are there not feds standing outside the University of Delaware right now where those 1,850 boxes are, 1,850
It should
boxes
be raided
are?
Right now. It should be raided right now. I mean, it should be in a more urgent way than anything that happened at Mar-a-Lago, because we knew there was Secret Service detail. They knew they were there. He was the president and could declassify them. If there are 1,850 boxes of documents that, if they're there, presumably other people have access to those boxes, unless they're all in a SCIF, which they're not, that raid should happen tomorrow. And where else? There have to be other places at this point. That's why this is a trickle cascading problem for Joe Biden, because more boxes, there will be more documents, all of which are violations, many of which probably do emanate from the Senate and cause people to ask even more questions. Ted Cruz is right.
Real quickly, a new report saying that on top of having lax security, visitors to the Penn Biden Center, where the first batch of docs were found, were allowed to wander around unmonitored during an event that focused on greater engagement with China. Look, we'll just leave that right where it sits and let everybody ruminate on that. Oh, my goodness. Yep. So people that we have no idea who's been near that information.
Not to mention Hunter's house that he rented back to Joe. Hunter had a lot of dicey friends. Where did they go? How many of them visited?
We don't necessarily know who was driving the Stingray, which meant he had access to the Corvette and where those documents were found at the Wilmington, Delaware home. We don't know. Their faces were digitalized out. The two women with him. Not our business, perhaps. Unless suddenly it's important for us to know. All right, let's.
Well, if you look at Hunter Biden's laptop, it is going to be important because they're probably underage.
Yeah, and the one person in the picture was Haley. I'm not sure who the other person was. They're saying it was one of Haley's friends that were pictured in the stingray there with Hunter. But yes, exactly what you just said. It's very interesting to me. I was ranting about this earlier, you know, last night, like, oh, they could come up with these timelines for the Joe Biden event, but they're not able to come up with a timeline of number of children that Hunter Biden was having sex with in foreign countries. There's no timeline of that yet, Jeff.
No, no, it's just all on his computer with dates and everything. I mean, even the second, guys.
Timestamp. I mean,
it's all there. In hour number two, we're going to be leaving Brighton here in about 5 minutes, but in hour number two, we're going to go over a deep dive into this shady group. Check it out.
Favors, including an investigation of a rival oligarch. New York Post put it this way. You will yet believe this, and we won't. Rich Edson's live with these details in Washington, D.C. Tie the string together, Rich, and good luck. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Well, you know, he oversaw some of the most sensitive counterintelligence work at the FBI's New York office, and now he's been indicted, accused of helping a Russian oligarch and violating U.S. sanctions. Charles McGonigal is the former special agent in charge of counterintelligence at the FBI in New York. Prosecutors say he allegedly asked for and received $225,000 to work for Oleg Deripaska, a Kremlin-connected businessman. Prosecutors say on Deripaska's behalf, McGonigal agreed to investigate a rival oligarch and then tried to get Deripaska off the U.S. sanctions list. In a statement, FBI Director Chris Wray says, quote, the way we maintain the trust and confidence of the American people is through our work, showing when all the facts come out that we stuck to the process and we treated everyone equally, even when it is one of our own. The indictment says McGonigal began his work in August of 2017 and continued it after he retired from the FBI the following year. Oleg Deripaska is a Russian businessman the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned in 2018, accusing him of ties to the Kremlin, extortion, money laundering, racketeering, and ordering the murder of a businessman. Deripaska was also a client of Paul Manafort, who was Donald Trump's campaign chairman for several months in 2016. In 2018, Manafort was convicted of financial crimes. Before moving to the FBI's New York office in October 2016, McGonigal was a senior counterintelligence official in Washington and likely would have at least been briefed on Crossfire Hurricane, the Trump-Russia investigation, which began the previous July. McGonigal's attorney says his client pled not guilty yesterday.
Wow, Bill? What a twist.
Plot twist is right. And we're going to go deep dive on that in the next hour at 1:05 p.m. rumble.com/MG show. Shady, you know, we'll talk about this a little more in the other hour. But, you know, going back to, you know, the document scandal, I mean, this is funny in and of itself. As you know, that this is the guy that investigated Trump for Russia, 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 has now been arrested for Russia, Russia, Russia. Shady's muted.
I love it. I love when you mute yourself.
I did. The irony is unbelievable. Really. Think about what they're saying to you. They're saying to you, and one side of their mouth, they're saying the FBI director is telling WEF Future of National Security is partnership with big tech. And then out of the other side of their mouth, they're telling you that this stuff that's going on over here with these politicians is a misnomer. He's even telling you that Antifa is an idea. Meanwhile, people within the FBI who are doing these investigations are making deals with Russian oligarchs and Trump Russia. Wow. Irony is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, we've got, you know, Antifa. Tucker did Antifa reactivated report yesterday. It was very good. If you didn't see it, watch it. Don't have time to do that one today, but I'm telling you, you know, we've got a Antifa mom and House Democrat Majority Whip accused of spray painting "all cops are bastards" on a Boston Common monument and punching a cop. It appeared in court today.
Will the new counsel, that counsel will be
Do you have any information on that?
I do not.
Well, I'll wait for the lawyer.
Okay.
Pretty interesting. Shady Group. A Democrat.
Can you tell us your name so we have it on the record? Is there a message you'd like to get out? Right there.
What does your mom think? Oh, your mom probably wanted you to go because she's the minority whip, one of the most senior Democrat House members, Shady. That's the daughter, son, whatever you want to call him, her, it, me, them. I don't know what to do. I want everybody to keep calling this person the Democrat whip. I want to keep calling her an Antifa mom and Democrat minority whip, guys. Make sure you keep calling her an Antifa mom and pound that into the consciousness of America. Shady.
Do you think that it's odd that these people keep coming to politics? You know, like, let's take, for example, not just this lady and her son, daughter, whatever, but also people like Katie Hobbs, other people that you've watched, like, come through these elections somehow by some miracle get elected. They don't really have America in their crosshairs at all. They are 100% seemingly concerned with power. And then we have the Antifa riots, ultimately, you know, whether it's Portland or Atlanta, anybody that they actually arrest happens to be the white child of the affluent liberal elite. Okay. Over and over and over again. I'm starting to think, Jeff, that they're not really looking to create diversity.
No. So again, guys, this is the House Democrat leader's daughter accused of spray painting "all cops are bastards" on Boston Common Monument and punching a police officer during the arrest, appears in court and to be charged. Riley Dowell, 23, is the daughter of Catherine Clark, the Antifa mom and House Democratic whip, was arrested on Saturday night during an Antifa protest in Boston. Dowell, who was born a male and transitioned, was arraigned on Monday and charges including assault on a police officer and vandalizing a monument. Dowell was released on a $500 bail. Her mother said it was a difficult time and she had the faith in the justice system. How about your daughter, son, broke the law?
When she said the comment was like some type of, it's a this point in parenting or some ridiculous comment that she made, you know, like you're I think at this juncture your parenting has failed. I mean, really, let's take a look at the poor child.
And your House Democrat policies failed.
That is true.
This is because of her policies, Shady.
Yep.
All right. What a great happy family. There's my Antifa son, daughter. Good job, Rodney and Catherine.
Created, you know, a little Tifa.
My daughter would never be in that position because I'm a parent.
And explain that a little bit. Go. It's okay. Go into that just a second. You know, I mean, it's okay to explain that to people.
My daughter would get her butt beat if she ever did something like that. And she knows what the Constitution is and she knows right from wrong. You know,
she knows respect.
That she does. Thank God for that.
You know, I mean, it really is respect for not respect for your elders, but respect for your institutions, respect for what other people have done in their lives, respect for what others have been able to gain. That respect is being eroded from our society. And they know that that will ultimately end us if we can't get it back under control.
Yeah. It's crazy, guys. You know, that is a leader in the Democrat Party, guys. I'm sorry. It's just beyond ridiculousness. It's just beyond. Antifa is, in fact, a terrorist group. Oh, but they don't have, I don't care. Label them a terrorist group. They are terrorists. But no, Shady Groove, QAnon supporters from an FBI field office in Arizona are labeled dangerous.
When they act like they don't have a leader, well, I would suggest and I would put forth that their leader are the globalists at WEF in Davos that we just witnessed last week. That's their leader.
Funded by Soros, Hans-Jörg Weiss, Pierre Omidyar, Bill Gates, all of these asshats, Shady Groove. All Ryman. Asshats deployed. Ryman. Wow.
But that's it, guys. 1 hour really cruises. Gosh, 1 hour up. We're going to be back. Hour number two. We're going to go over this FBI agent charged for Russia ties for Russia, Russia, Russia. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented pill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone
to
paint a patch of a green.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
Press 17 for JT Wild. Let's see him, guys. 17.
I write rhymes and graffiti sincerely, religiously, practicing my religion lyrically. Holy Spirit MC, miss me with that R.I.P. mural of me. Pissing on the grave of tyranny. Will we be fearless freedom fighters miracling? What that sounds, such a sweet thing. Pumping trafficking, catch your last string. Love child, keep a smile on your face. Or break down any wall that's in your way. I'll be there with you on any stage. Relationship past time and space. Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion. Money's not everything, some poor wedding rings. Leave the kids to deal with the severity of severing. Born in the image of heaven sent, man and miracle dust. Lullabies, mama's cries, judicial system and the almighty judgment collide. Eternal life provide, worth much more than an oil pipeline. Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion. Like my last one, and my next one's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up. Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion. My first one, like my last one, and my next one's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up. My first one, like my last one, and my next one's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up.
I love that song, JT Wild with an E.com, JT Wild with an E.com, because he's so wild, he needs an E at the name, at the end of his name, Shady Groove. Welcome back to hour number two.
Man, I'm telling you, that gets me fired up. That gets me in the mood for some Patriot stuff right there. I love JT Wild. He has been an unbelievable contributor to this movement for quite a long time now. It does not get the recognition he deserves out there, but we're working on that, JT. Just hold in there. Keep doing what you're doing because it's amazing.
He gets the recognition right here on the MG Show. We had a lot of 17s going for JT Wild with an E.com. And we love you, JT. And I think I owe you a call. He tried to give me a call the other night, last night, I think, and I wasn't able to get him. But wow, Shady Groove. JT Wild, we love him. He even did a song, Living in the Matrix. You can get that. Watch this. Ready? Play Living in the Matrix. It's on Apple iTunes. You can get it right there, guys. Make sure you play it. It helps him out too. He gets like a 1/65th of a cent for each time it's played. I want to just cover this real quick. Look at this. This is a great comment on Twitter from James Sintolo, who's an RNFN and a CPT. And it says, breaking, Damar Hamlin had a sudden cardiac arrest the football field. The details of his injury remain mysterious. Now, when DeMar is in public, he won't show his face. What is really going on?
Looks like DeMar Hamlin is in the building. Yes, if they show him in the stadium in any capacity, it will blow the doors off of this place. DeMar Hamlin just showed up, and it looks like his mom and his little brother is there. Oh, we love to see it. Stay tuned. It's the Bengals, Bills, coming up on CBS.
Good job.
So here he comes in. He's got a mask on and a red hoodie with glasses.
DeMar Hamlin returned to the facility this week. Sean McDermott telling us it was so good to have him around. He told us it's baby steps
right now.
It's all completely up to Hamlin how involved he wants to be every day. A spokesperson close to the family said despite being out of the hospital, he still has a lengthy recovery. He requires oxygen and he has his heart rate monitored regularly, but he is upbeat. He's positive. And I was told he has a big smile.
DeMar stood up, right?
Yeah, he did. This is it right here. What a scene.
There's the Illuminati pyramid with the 666s.
That's his sign.
Or 93s. I don't know. I don't know the answer, Shady Groove, but I have questions. Why didn't he show his face?
Triumphant story that galvanized
the Illuminati pyramid. That's not the heart.
Wow.
That's what he did.
Not a heart. Not a heart. Definitely.
Whatever they call it.
Symbolism. Symbolism being put forward to try to mind control you into not looking at the details. I.e. the fact they're not showing the guy's face. This is crazy.
NFL knows his death will ruin their jab support. Yep, saw that. Jeff says Leeligs. He'll die suddenly after the superb owl, says John Otter. Wow. I mean, you know, it's very fishy. I don't know the answer. Is the NFL covering up his death? Did he die? I pray that he didn't. I pray that he's okay. But when you get that kind of, like they said, it's a sharp, like a 90 mile an hour baseball. This would break stuff. You wouldn't be going like this. I'm telling you that right now. You know, you wouldn't be. You know, I'm just saying. Well, I'm not a doctor. I play one on Rumble. Apparently.
Well, I've actually had to perform CPR on someone before, and whenever you perform CPR on someone, you do bruise them. You do bruise the chest cavity. A lot of the times, there, you know, you can even crack a rib. Different things that'll happen in the upper chest area whenever you do that they were giving him chest compressions for almost 10 minutes there. This is extraordinarily suspicious. All of it.
It really is. And I have questions. And why didn't he just say, hey, it's me, DeMar Hamlin? Does he have a brother? I mean, I don't know. I mean, we don't know. There is something going around showing DeMar Hamlin. There's many DeMar Hamlins around the U.S. And there's this picture saying that he died, but we cannot confirm that. So we'll just kind of wait and see as well. I also want to play this. Go ahead, Shady.
Well, I was just going to say the point that you were making is very relevant a second ago, talking about the NFL. You know, if the NFL were to admit that this has some relation to the vaccine, every player that they mandated get the vaccine automatically has a lawsuit.
Yeah. Before we go into Cash Patel as well, in regards to the Russian dude and whatnot, I want to play this Zelensky. Zelensky thanked a bunch of people for the support. Let's listen.
It is obvious that American business can become the locomotive that will once again push forward global economic growth. We have already managed to attract attention and have cooperation with such giants of the international financial and investment world as BlackRock, JP Morgan, and Goldman Sachs. Such American brands as Starlink or Westinghouse have already become part of our
Westinghouse
way. You're brilliant.
By the way, Westinghouse is an original pay sewer company out of France.
Defense systems such as HIMARS or Bradleys are already uniting our history of freedom with your enterprises. We are waiting for Patriots. We are looking closely at Abrams. Thousands of such examples are possible. and everyone can become a big business by working with Ukraine in all sectors, from weapons and defense to construction, from communication to agriculture, from transport to IT, from banks to medicine. And I believe that freedom must always win.
I believe that my money stays here in the U.S.
Thanking the bloodlines.
Yeah, so here it is, Shady. BlackRock, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Westinghouse, guys. If you know your real history, you know that this guy's a schmuck. Americans, wake up, please.
We've got to get support for not sending money. Now you've got the other congressman, not just Lindsey Graham, coming out there acting like that there's nothing going to stop them from sending as much money to Ukraine as they want to. Zelensky clearly right there just thanked the bloodline cabal globalists for their assistance in perpetrating his little it's like little theater over there. Matter of fact, day before yesterday, they announced that the Ukraine army is losing 300 people a day. 300 men a day are being lost to Russia. That's coming directly out of Ukraine. So on one hand, they're telling you, keep sending us, keep sending us, keep sending us stuff. And on the other hand, they literally can't get, they can't levy a front-facing attack and win yet. They have yet to win an offensive attack on any region to take back in Ukraine. They can't, they're not even close over there. This is if you were actually watching this happen, you would understand very, very quickly that sending billions of dollars to Ukraine is not going to help anything.
Shady, and I'd like to, this is unvaxxed. Never mind. You guys, never mind. I just thought that was funny.
I'm moving right now. Let's go.
But you know, we do know that, and you know, there was somebody that said something in regards to 100,000 military folks in Ukraine have passed. Shady, 100,000. Mm-hmm. That's not winning. I'm sorry to say that that's losing. Shady,
we lost 55,000 men in Vietnam. Yeah. As a comparison. Yep.
Wow. That's insane. All right, so let's go over this a little bit. I'm going to play a little bit of Cash Patel, who is an expert on this. Let's listen to what Cash had to say today.
Tell you what to do.
Yeah, no, just don't say, like, listen to me. He'll say to me, you're not listening. So the whole listening thing for me, that's a trigger, so just be careful.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure he's very careful. I tell you he's not careful, these dirty FBI agents. You talk about government gangsters. Terrence just talked about it. We've been talking about him all morning. Charles McGonigal. So they're going after Donald Trump over Russiagate for years and years and years, and it turns out he was in bed with a Russian oligarch doing all kinds of dirty deeds from inside the FBI. Your thoughts this morning?
Yeah, look, I mean, maybe I'm a little biased as a chief investigator for Russiagate for Devin Nunes back then, but let me just put this in terms. The head of the FBI's counterintelligence division for New York City, which is the biggest counterintelligence operation the FBI has in our country, was in bed with the Russian government while McGonigal, who was Peter Strzok's head of the CI part of the investigation for Russiagate. These guys were setting up Donald Trump, these guys being the government gangsters at the FBI, saying he is in bed with the Russians and the Russian assets. And they have the FBI's own payroll being paid by Fusion GPS and the DNC tens of millions of dollars to launder in false information and take it to a FISA court. And you can't make this stuff up. The lead counterintelligence agent is actually a Russian plot who took $250,000 to investigate Donald Trump. I mean, you literally cannot make this up in spy novels. Putin is having a field day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Our chat went crazy talking about how this is like a legalized mafia. And, you know, it's interesting, even if they take out the Biden crime family, as our chat likes to call them, and they take out the Bidens, you know, the mafia is just going to regenerate itself. Somebody else is going to be appointed as the mob boss. So what's the answer here? Because it's obvious now that this is just an effort that goes all over with tentacles everywhere. Mm-hmm.
No, and that's the problem. You hit the nail on the head. It's not just the radical left-wing media partnered with the corrupt FBI like Comey, McCabe, Strzok, and company. It's that they put on a false narrative about Russian disinformation and Donald Trump, but they, the FBI and the corrupt government gangsters, were the ones in bed with the Russians staging that false narrative. And you're right, at the FBI, it's not like the leadership structure is just one or two deep to run this sort of disinformation operation. We now know it goes to the head of the counterintelligence department at the New York field office in New York City. Where else does it go? Do you think he was the only one on the Russian payroll or the only one who wanted to take down Donald Trump? Of course not. We've taken down just Peter Strzok and his protege and his lover. Who else is left at the FBI? And now you have Chris Wray over in Davos the other day saying the way to defend America's national security is to get in bed with big tech. I mean, the FBI has a big problem about getting in bed with its own agents and causing harm to national security. Now they want to pay Zuckerberg even more money. Maybe that guy should look inwards and clean up our law enforcement agency because it has destroyed justice.
Absolutely. But how are you going to clean it up when you've got Joe Biden in office? Let's put this on the screen. New York Post. We just talked about it with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. I want to get your thoughts. There's no hiding Biden's fright over classified document scandal. That's from Miranda Devine, who, as you know, was ahead of the curve before many in the media. And there's something very significant that she wrote yesterday. One striking email from the laptop, the Hunter laptop, during this time period when there were classified documents at Joe Biden's home in Delaware, is from Hunter to Devin Archer, April 13, 2014, a week before Joe Biden, as vice president, visited Ukraine to meet the then prime minister. And Hunter refers to, quote, my guy's upcoming travels, just sort of like the 10% for the big guy. That's my commentary. For Hunter, it was an uncharacteristically lengthy email cache. It listed 22 points about Ukraine's political situation with detailed info about the upcoming election and predicting an escalation of Russia's destabilization campaign, which could lead to a full-scale takeover of the Eastern region. Tony Schaefer said that based on his experience in the intel community, those 22 points in a Hunter email to his business partner had to be a classified intel doc that Joe got ahead of the trip to Ukraine. Hey, boss, here's what you need to know. Here's the 22 points about the political situation in Ukraine with classified information. Hunter then takes that classified document, maybe, and puts it into an email to his business partner and says, here's what we need to know to get a business advantage. Selling American intelligence for a business advantage. Is that what you think? What are your thoughts about this?
Tony is spot on, and so are you. And I'm going to probably tell you something that'll shock you a little bit. The librarians at NARA are not the ones that's instigated this investigation into the Biden corrupt family regarding classified information. That's not their job. Me, as a former federal prosecutor, deputy director of Intel, knows that as the intersection of this case is classified documents and the law. You know what happened? The feds were investigating Hunter Biden for 2 years, and that laptop is full of criminal information. And the one or two good cops left at the FBI on this investigation found out that Hunter was doing just what you said, stealing his dad's stolen classified information and using it for pay-for-play schemes in at least the Ukraine and probably with the CCP. So once we find out the origination document from the FBI, it's called electronic communication, and the Subcommittee on Government Weaponization is going to have to get it through a subpoena. We're going to find out this investigation, and the Democratic Party and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have been under the microscope of the FBI for classified documents thefts for a year. Mark my word, it is going to happen. We need to get through this fake narrative of the librarians of the United States government somehow detected this once in a lifetime crime.
So is that treason? Yeah. People in our live chat are saying people in this country treason. Have been executed for this. If you are taking, so if I'm following everything you're saying, right? So Joe Biden, as vice president, basically steals this classified information, keeps it in his private home. Then he should be responsible as the vice president for it. And then maybe his son, you said, steals that intel, sells, you know, it basically is selling
and
the information.
And his father either turned a blind eye or has dementia and wasn't paying attention and doesn't know.
So is this mishandling classified information or is it selling out your country? Is it treason?
It's all of the above, sadly. And look, Joe Biden's been lying to get into office for 40 years, be it plagiarizing speeches, lying about his civil rights record and where he served, or even lying about his home state, and now lying about seditious acts involving the theft of classified information. Just think, you know, people call me crazy for saying, oh, it's treason. What if Donald Trump was accused of stealing classified information, selling it to Russia, and giving his son, Don Jr., $1 billion? It's not even a conversation the mainstream media would be having. They would be talking about the lifetimes of imprisonment those guys should be doing. So the shoe is on the other foot analysis is perfectly appropriate here. And what's more important to me is not necessarily whether it's treason or not, but it should be the removal of this commander-in-chief from office for this type of criminal behavior. And the Department of Justice's theme, and this is another one of my big problems, has been Merrick Garland comes out yesterday and says, we are following the traditions and principles and prosecuting without fear or favor. No, you are in fear and prosecuting for favor. And the traditions and principles you are talking about that I used to behold at DOJ when I was a federal prosecutor, those are the ones you have destroyed and allowed to two-tier system of justice to come through. So it's not just Joe Biden we need to take down. We need to take out the FBI and DOJ leadership because they are in on this cover-up.
Yeah, but you were talking about, you know, that you were a former prosecutor, and you also said during this, you know, the one or two agents that are left at the FBI, they're actually willing to do something. You know, you were probably in a great minority as a federal prosecutor about somebody who's going to stand up and do the right thing. And that's where we have this essential problem is, you know, the Democrats are probably going to bump out Joe Biden either way, even before we would get him out through this investigation. So in the end, what kind of impact is that going to have on the American people? Is it just going to be too much, too little, too late?
I think it's more of a long-term fix, unfortunately, because the reality is Congress can only do so much and hopefully get that. The one thing they can do is get us the records like we did in Russiagate. Get us the FBI documentation, the DOJ memorandum, and all of the information from Hunter Biden's laptop so we can have our own accountability in the public forum. And the long-term play is to fix the FBI DOJ leadership. We have to show the American voting class that the rot at the top can only be replaced by a full-scale sweeping election change. And that's what has to happen. In order to remove these government gangsters, you have to, people now know these elections have more consequences on their daily life than they ever thought, because usually they would go and mail it in every 2 to 4 years, literally, and it would be okay. But those days are long gone.
Oh, yeah. Carolyn in the chat saying this is worse than Watergate.
It may be. Oh, yeah. It may, in fact, be.
Way worse than Watergate. I mean, this makes Watergate look like the teacup ride at Disney World. We're talking about the theft of government documents for 20 years in six different locations that we know of, mishandled by dozens of people. Each one of those instances is a felony. I mean, this literally drowns Watergate. It's just, for me, as a former DOJ guy, it's, you know, people think I'm just having fun in the news here. I'm saddened every day that this is what our DOJ and FBI have come to. And this is why crime is spiking across the country, because they're focused on this instead of child predators and murderers and bank robbers and drug dealers.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Ralph and Chuck said Watergate was a setup. But earlier, you know, a lot of people in our chat were thinking that this is also a setup against Joe Biden, that this might be an inside job, that the Democrats might actually be working to get him out through this whole scandal.
I want to test another theory as well. That's interesting, which is Cash being close to Donald Trump. I've been wondering whether, so you were through this because they tried to drag you into the Mar-a-Lago raid, the government did, and all of that to Justice Department, and said Donald Trump had this classified information. That's still playing out. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the deep state maybe says, oh, we're really upset about Biden. He's had these documents for years. It just so happens, as he's talking about running again over the holidays, and maybe they want him off the stage, they're saying, no, you have this stuff hidden in various homes. My question for you is, you just suggested a moment ago, this is a way for them to take out Joe Biden. Maybe so. Yeah. Is it a way for them to try to take out Donald Trump as well? To say, look, we're willing to take out a Democrat. And we told you 6 months ago, Trump did it too. Even if they're different cases, I'm not believing their government narrative. But do you think it's possible they want to take out a Democrat to say, look, we're going to take both these guys out and start fresh with whomever the Democrats pick, Michelle Obama or whomever, because they're done with Biden. He's no more useful for he's no longer used for them. And they're still scared about Trump and his power.
That's brilliant analysis. And that's in Texas Hold'em terms. That's the royal flush. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to take both of them out so they can later go down the road. And look, one of the themes in my book, Government Gangsters, is there are no coincidences in government. Like we said, this investigation has been going on for years. It'll come out. But the librarians told us in November, or told the DOJ quietly was going on. That's a total farce. And then we have yesterday or the day before the breaking news that McGonagall was in on the Russiagate hoax by being on the Russian payroll. Not a coincidence. That indictment could have been unsealed a year ago. These guys want Biden out So they can say down the road, oh, we acted equally. We took out Donald Trump with the law, and we took out Joe Biden with the law, and everybody wins. They want the rhinos taking on the old school Democrats again. And that's the narrative that Merrick Garland is setting up. And the reason they're going to allow this narrative to continue is this cooperation head fake that they're saying. Joe Biden is cooperating. This guy keeps going to the podium. And as a defense lawyer formerly, I would be, you know, beside myself that they keep letting him speak and lie to the American public about his involvement in this case. A prosecutor would probably be losing his mind, except that's what they want. They want him to make these public statements so they can
digging a deeper hole. We've got just 2 minutes. Let's talk about your former boss, because earlier in the show, we had a viewer saying, I can't believe he's going to South Carolina with Lindsey Graham and a rhino. We've got other viewers saying, why did he back Kevin McCarthy? He's a rhino, too. And in a moment, we're going to hear from John Cardillo, who's been, you know, a longtime America First guy, who's saying he's sort of done with Trump, because he's frustrated that he's still with Ronald McDaniel.
Well, if you know who John Cardillo is, you'd know that he was never about
too
Trump.
Much with a swamp. That's the allegation that some in the America First movement have. Here's a minute and a half to respond. Is Donald Trump getting in with the wrong people, these swamp creatures, rhinos? Has he lost his way?
I don't think so. I mean, look, I'm not the politically savvy one. That's more of a Donald Trump's lane. But if you look at the Kevin McCarthy thing, everybody said he was getting into bed with the rhinos and it was never going to work. But look at the negotiations that were handled over the 3-day course of the speakership race and the concessions we got. Point in fact, the Rules Committee was just issued, and three members that are on it, including Chip Roy and Massey, are on there that were never supposed to be on there. These guys set the rules of the day for the House legislation. That is a massive victory for people like me who wanted our voices heard and not to have government just stuffed with rhinos. So I see he's making some progress. I also agree and share some of these frustrations with people who are out there just winning election after election because that's their life. That's what they do. Yeah. And I think part of Donald Trump's genius in 2016 was he defeated that. But at the end of the day, he knows you need alliances to win. You can't just rain on everybody's parade and expect to go to the White House. That's just not how our constitutional republic works. There's got to be concessions. And look, I'm going to tell you.
What an amazing interview. No coincidences, Shady.
No, everybody's no coincidences.
I see in chat, everybody here is thinking that it's like Khazarians, it's globalists. No, it's the bloodlines, folks. It's the bloodlines.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a little bit older than that, but, you know, it stems from the Canaanite line, so they're not that far off base. But I think Joe put him up to it. I think Joe put him up to doing this with classified information. I don't think that these were like documents sitting around in the garage, and you know Hunter just finds the documents and starts using those. Joe, this is all very meticulous, and you can tell that it's meticulous because of what they set up after the Obama administration and what we know about Hunter's business dealings with the foreign nationals in Kazakhstan, Ukraine, also China. All of these different geopolitical centers that were targeted had to have been targeted for a specific reason. And then the conversations going back and forth on the laptop indicate very clearly that Joe Biden was in charge of this. So, you know, I do think that we, you know, that Hunter Biden is tired of it. I think that Hunter Biden was told to do a lot of this stuff and he didn't necessarily want to do it, but he did it anyway because he was instructed to do it. He didn't really have any choice. And that's what Q was indicating by explaining how frustrated he was with Pop.
You know, when they show that Hunter Biden, via his documents, comparing them to Biden's stolen documents, he must resign. That's attorney Mike Davis saying he must resign. He must go to jail. Why do people just get to resign?
Dr. Fauci resigned.
The penalty of treason, Shady. The penalty is death. I'm sorry to tell you.
Oh, wait, the penalty for treason is not resigning?
No.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to show you this. It was just dropped in our Telegram channel. This is the Gateway Pundit. It's probably going to freak out. But this is it. Attorney Mike Davis, if they can link Hunter Biden documents stolen by him, he must resign, could face espionage fine. Oh, here's a fine. 10% for the big guy. What are people thinking?
You're giving away top secret military intelligence to foreign actors that are using it against us.
You must resign, Shady, and pay a fine. Thank you.
Oh, how much is the fine?
$10 for you, my good friend.
$10. Okay, thank you.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, we got to get a little tougher, guys. Hello. You know what these are called down here, Shady Groove? You know. Yeah, let's get some balls, America.
Tired of it. Sorry.
It's resigning. Resigns from live. Okay, long drop short. Exactly, Jeff. We got some jail time. Yep. Preach, Brother Matrix. Thank you, M. McKinnon. Good to see you guys out there. And thank you guys very much for all these Rumble rants today that we got. We did get very few, but we're struggling, guys. Just to let you guys know, we're struggling because of the operations that some people foisted upon us regarding We the Media. We even have, I'm just going to say it, Shady, Patel Patriots going after Tracy Beans now underneath a General Flynn post. This guy is insane. I'm sorry. But he's got 119,000 followers on Rumble that he bought. Sorry, guys. I'm so tired.
Very quick run up over there. Very quick run up. Yeah.
Getting tired of it, Shady Groove. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, all right. Let's dig in.
Let's talk about it.
No, let's dig in a little deeper because we actually bring sauce here and news and cool stuff like that instead of stupid theories that never come true. Shady Groove, this is look who just got arrested for Russian oligarch-related issue. The FBI agent that Comey put in charge of counterintelligence in the FBI's New York field office just before the election in 2016. Oh, by the way, Hillary's campaign HQ is in Brooklyn. So this is it, a former FBI agent. This is it, guys. This is October 4th, 2016. Charles McGonigal, named special agent in charge of the counterintelligence division for the New York field office. FBI Director James B. Comey has named Charles McGonigal as a special agent in charge of the counterintelligence division for the New York field office. He most recently served as the section chief of the cyber counterintelligence coordination section at the FBI. He worked as a foreign counterintelligence and organized crime matters, Shady Groove. This guy is about as corrupt as you could get. A former top new FBI agent who helped trigger the investigation of the 2016 Trump's campaign and his alleged ties to Russia has himself come under scrutiny by federal prosecutors for his own ties to the Kremlin and other foreign governments. A federal grand jury convened in 2021 may be examining former FBI agent in charge Charles McGonigal's apparent links to the top aide of Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska. Okay, that is a grand jury subpoena right there. So this is it. This is the Justice Department right here. This is the document that we're going to look at. Here it is here. This is James Crowell right here. James Crowell to all these people here. Redacted, but it says, Jim, please see below. I've talked to George after receiving the below message. Redacted. We'll keep you posted. Thanks, Tash. Marion Tash, see below, FYSA right there. Redacted. Here it is. Redacted. Thanks, Peter Strzok. And it says, see below, redacted. Thanks, Pete. McGonigal Charles, right here. Redacted. Forward immunity. Redacted. Thanks. Immunity, Shady. They all knew,
well,
guys.
Yeah. Same old, same old.
Yeah. So, you know, if we keep, let's just keep going a little bit here. This is foreign influence on Operation Counterintelligence. This is McGonigal. This is an interview from May 9th, 2017, the same day Comey was fired. I can't make it bigger from the page, so here we go.
We are extremely lucky to have tonight two professionals who are going to talk about what is happening with foreign intelligence and how it affects all of us. The challenge that we face is not limited just to our government. It affects all of us, and we need to change our behavior to be cognizant of what's going on, and so we don't give our adversaries advantages that they shouldn't have. So I don't want to sound unduly dramatic by that, but that's one of the main reasons that I think that we're lucky enough to have the two professionals here. On my immediate right is Charlie McConkle, who has been named by the FBI director. He takes the post formally in October. He's a special agent in charge of counterintelligence in the New York field office. The New York field office is probably the most important field office that the FBI has. It is the most important field office, I suspect, and in some ways may be more important than Washington itself. And he's worked...
I agree with you.
He's joined the FBI in 1996. He worked on Flight 800, worked on the terrorist bombings in the U.S. embassies in Tanzania and Kenya, and obviously worked on the September 11th attack. Obviously. To his immediate right is William or Bill Evanini, who is the National Counterintelligence Executive, or NCIX, in which role he is the head of counterintelligence for the U.S. government and the principal counterintelligence and security advisor to the Director of National Intelligence. And he is also the Director of Counterintelligence and Security Center, NCSC. The government loves all these acronyms, but that's another acronym that that he has. And in that role, he leads and supports counterintelligence security activities of the U.S. intelligence community, U.S. government, and the private sector, which is for us. And he also works closely with many of our allies. And interestingly enough, he joined his intelligence career by joining the FBI 20-odd years ago. So we're going to start off with each of the panelists will talk for about 10 minutes. I will then follow up with questions, and then we'll ask individuals in the audience to ask questions. But please remember two things. One, I'm sure you will have questions that they will not be able to answer. And if it's a question that's on an ongoing investigation, they simply can't answer that. So please bear that in mind and respect that criteria. And the second is, and I want to emphasize this strongly, they don't want to hear statements from you. They want questions. And questions begin with words like what, how, or why. So with that, let me turn it over to our two panelists.
Thank you, Ted, and thank you all for being here this evening. I know you're committed to hearing a lot about counterintelligence. On a sad note, though, my colleague and I share the fact with you that our director, James Comey, was just summarily fired by the president at the attorney general's recommendation this evening.
So, see my oligarch later.
Comey has been officially fired as FBI director. I know Bill shares in this. I think we both felt that Director Comey was probably one of the most loved leaders that we've had in a number of years, commanding a leadership role in the FBI. And I think, appreciate that. I think many of us who were nominated for leadership positions by him will forever hold him in esteem as we progress through our FBI careers. So we wanted to share that with you
against them.
Just to see the news as we walked in the door.
Shady, so we can't, I can't hear you. I don't know if they can when you speak over the video. What did you have to say? I wanted to pause it for you.
As he testifies against him now that he's been indicted, right. It's just very interesting to step back and like see this, the commemoration to Comey the day that it happened, knowing what that creep was doing.
And this is a very important video to understand. And this is the guy that just got busted.
No idea who the next FBI director will be, but obviously Andrew McCabe will be probably acting director as we move forward here. So who also has the benefit of being a homegrown New York FBI agent prior to his ascension to deputy director. So shifting gears a bit, we're here to talk about counterintelligence, foreign influence. I won't be able to answer every question, as Ted pointed out for you this evening, but what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about the structure of the FBI first in New York. Historically, I would never be in audiences like this made available to the general public because counterintelligence is generally, we deal with a lot of classified information, and we work on projects and operations that generally the general public is not made aware of for a number of reasons. However, since the 9/11 terrorist attack and the 9/11 Commission report, which probably many of you are familiar with, the FBI has expanded its public outreach in the counterintelligence realm. And I, for one, have been a steward of working with foreign governments and security services that I would historically probably not work with and share information. And I think that has been very, very productive for the FBI and us in the counterintelligence realm. Because why? Simply put, we are all facing the same threats, no matter what nation you hail from or no matter what government.
Like Russia, right? Right. Right. So you're working with Russia, investigating Trump for Russia. I mean, these people are sick, Shady. I just wanted to play a little bit of that out because it's important for people to understand the hubris. I mean, look at the hubris on this guy.
And it's important for people to understand what Q meant whenever he said, learn the term projection. They are literally not ever going to go outside of this playbook. They are going to project onto you that you are doing what it is exactly that they are involved with 100% of the time. It never misses. And right there, I mean, what a stark admission when you listen to what he says, right?
That's right. And that's McGonigal. So we've got another interview with him that we're going to pass on. But check this out, Shady Groove. This is McGonigal's. He was the first one that received the Downer EC at FBI headquarters and rushed it to Priestap, Maffa, McCabe, etc. Crossfire Hurricane was opened days later. This is the document here. Is that what you received? An email basically with factual scenario from a friendly foreign government? Mr. Maffa, that's right. I received the email that obtained essentially that reporting, which then served as the basis for opening the case. That's right, Mr. Summers says. Do you recall who sent you that email? Mr. Maffa, I received it from dot, dot, blank. If you have to give names, Mr. Maffa, no, this was the section chief named Charles McGonigal, who was in the division at the time. Mr. Summers, I'm sorry, was he was where? Mr. Maffa, he was section chief within the counterintelligence division on the operational side. So McGonigal is the first one that received the Downer EC at the FBI headquarters and rushed it to the deep state for them to start spreading, Shady Groove.
I love it. I love every bit of this. I love watching this slowly unfold, drip, 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 flood for the, our great president JFK said that he wanted to splinter the CIA into a thousand pieces and scatter it under the wind. This is how you really do it. This is how you actually do it. Show people the truth. You got to know that one Q post really set him off, where he says, whatever it was, releases something. We accidentally release it all. Like that type of commentary that Q was giving them back and forth were threats. Like Q wasn't just talking to you. Q was also talking to the ones we're talking about right now, because they were reading it more thoroughly than you are or were.
So what if I were to also tell you that McGonigal was the FBI's recipient of the fake tip from Alexander Downer that supposedly started the Trump-Russia investigation? He was also involved in the fake Carter-Hage Crossfire Dragon investigation. Here's the sauce. This is the T. Boone and McGonigal right here. So TSA briefed HPCI tomorrow. Any concerns will leak. Trying to find out about it, says McGonigal. I'm always concerned that there'll be leaks. Are you talking about Dragon? Yes. Yes? Yes. And it will create a real issue for us if it's made public, as CP will out our engagement in a New York minute. First I heard about it was from blank when he heard it this afternoon. Time? Concur with you. Copy. We're just advised from of it as well from blah, blah, blah. Laycock says aiming for 5:15, 5:30 latest. McGonigal says trying to track down Bill. I don't know if that's, but no, that's Bill Priestap. Boone says copy. Our team is currently talking to CP regarding Russia. McGonigal says copy and says we'll advise as soon as I get the word. Boone says copy. Thanks. Shady, I mean, he's all over the place. And this is the former top FBI official in New York has been arrested over his ties to Russia. a Russian oligarch, ABC has learned Charles McGonigal, who was in charge of counterintelligence for FBI New York, tried to get Oleg Deripaska removed from U.S. sanction list. Wow. In regards to the bloodline, to help the bloodlines, Shady Group. So if you look at, you're not going to believe this, Shady. Seth Ducharme is representing McGonigal, which is interesting. Ducharme was Durham. Right-hand man.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the wow. And look who's representing Charles McGonigal, Seth Ducharme. He was Durham's right-hand man, and that is fascinating. This is Ducharme and Durham right here. Ducharme, Seth, to John Durham right there. John, this is my new OAG secret level email account. Best, Seth. So did they turn him? What's happening? I don't know. But very, very interesting turn of events happening. The guy that started the Russia, Crossfire Hurricane, Crossfire Dragon, was involved with 9/11, as you heard in his interview. My God, guys, how corrupt is the FBI? And that goes all the way to the top, James Comey. And pre-stab.
Yep. And your question right there, your question is so relevant, because what is it that they protect? They are protecting, you know, whenever they talk about the tools and the systems that they need, it's very interesting. They are talking about the systems they need for their process, for their criminality, not for America to prevent you from finding out about their corruption. And whenever they say sources and methods could be compromised, what they mean is we are going to be thoroughly embarrassed by what it is in those documents, so you're not allowed to see them. Classified markings become very, very prevalent. Then all of a sudden, everything in the world that comes out of the Pentagon's got a classified stamp on it. And, you know, obviously they're stockpiling X amount of that in Joe Biden's garage.
Yeah. And, you know, here's a, oh my God. And Pence, I mean, okay, so check this out. This is Oleg Deripaska. Senior aide is Yevgeny Fokin. The client via McGonigal's assistant is Cobray and Kim Law Firm. The former senior official, Russian intelligence SVR, goes down into registered foreign agent, the FARA, former senior diplomat, Russian foreign ministry. This is Sergei Shestov here. Associate goes into Charles McGonigal, former senior counterintelligence FBI official, into the FBI, Shady Group. That's the network diagram of connections of those involved in the FARA filing. And this is an article, Shady, from retired top FBI counterintelligence official, worked with ex-Russian intelligence officer close to Deripaska. Foreign agent paperwork reveals Sergei Shestakov, a former senior Soviet official registered as a FARA foreign agent, for a top aide to Olga Deripaska. A former senior Soviet foreign ministry official in the U.S. filed as a foreign agent for a top aide, Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska, who has been described by the U.S. Senate as a key figure in the Kremlin's malign influence operations. The paperwork filed under the FARA Act has raised numerous concerns from experts who have noted that the aide, Yevgeny, remember this guy, Fokin, and reportedly been flagged by the FBI as a former senior Russian intelligence official. In addition to the filing, raises questions about the involvement of a former senior FBI counterintelligence official who reportedly connected Fokin to a law firm, Business Intelligence Consultants. The FARA filing was first publicly spotted by Wendy Siegelman, an independent investigative journalist. Pretty interesting.
A top aide to Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska is a man by the name of Yevgeny Fokin, and he appears in Foreign Agent Registration Act paperwork recently in the United States. A man by the name of Sergei Shestakov, who is a translator, I found out, did some activities on behalf of Mr. Fokin, who is overseen, as seen in the paperwork, by Mr. Deripaska. So that's what the story will be about.
Pretty interesting how this is all
Forensic News. Oh, entirely reader funded.
How do I get
Please
rid of this
consider
guy?
Buying some merch,
okay,
or checking out my book, Real News.
There you go. so that's the article right there. Let me just make sure I get it back up here. Forensic News, Modern Investigative Journalism. And so that's the FARA filing. And he kind of tied it together so everybody can kind of understand that. But Fokin acts as the director of the International Cooperation for the EN Plus Group, an energy conglomerate founded by Energy. Very powerful people, energy, power companies, Oleg Deripaska. In 2019, deal to remove EN Plus Group from U.S. sanctions stipulated that Deripaska must reduce his holdings in the group to under 50%, probably to sell it to the bloodlines. Though he reportedly transferred some of the shares to family members and another group under his control. In October, the FBI raided residences in Washington, D.C. and New York owned by people close to Deripaska in an unspecified criminal investigation. Information about what prompted the dramatic hours-long raids remains unclear. Shostakov reported that activity involving Fokin and McGonigal have been over 2.5 years ago. FARA laws mandate that foreign agents must file a registration statement within 10 days of having agreed to act as an agent of a foreign principal. Anna Massaglia, a researcher at the Center for Responsive Politics and an expert on FARA, told Forensic News that the timing of the filing is notable given the recent law enforcement activity at the Deripaska connected houses. Quote, the timing of the filing is certainly noteworthy since it comes so long after the activities reportedly took place and so shortly after the FBI searched property linked to Deripaska. Massaglia also stated that the descriptions of the Deripaska presumably supervising, directing, and controlling EN Plus are particularly striking. Quote, this provides some corroboration for reports that Deripaska has retained significant influence over the company's operations despite the U.S. sanctions, Massaglia said. This is the answered yes and no. This is supervised EN Group. This is the excerpt from the FARA filing. Shestakov acted as the assistance of McGonigal. He reported in connecting Fokin with the Spectrum Risk Solutions, a business intelligence firm, and Cobrey and Kim, a law firm. In a statement to Forensic News, however, Cobrey and Kim spokesperson said that the firm, quote, conducted no work covered by FARA for Yevgeny Fokin or EN Plus. The spokeswoman did not elaborate on why Cobrey and Kim appeared in the FARA paperwork. Legal work can be exempt under FARA, according to Massaglia. The only company Forensic News was able to identify in the name Spectrum Risk Solutions in the U.S. was incorporated in Delaware in 2018, according to Open Corporates. Forensic News acquired the single document filed for Spectrum Risk Solutions in the corporate secrecy haven of Delaware. That's where the trust is, guys. But they did not give any indication of who is behind the company and what work does it does. So this is background on Fokin, Shestakov, and McGonigal, the Russian Democrat. A combination of corporate documents, property deeds, open source research, and interviews with people familiar with the situation confirmed that Shestakov, the FARA filing, is the former Soviet diplomat. The property records of Shestakov's residence in Connecticut listed on the FARA documents show the United Nations issued his mortgages, a rare benefit that only those with direct relationship with the UN enjoy. Shady, look at that.
Wow. Wow, property
records of Shestakov's residence showing in UN mortgage. A background check on Shestakov revealed that he used at least two email addresses connected to the Russian language networks RTVI and MediaMost, and he appears on the corporate documents for companies related to the media groups. That background information largely confirms a 2010 interview which Shestakov is introduced as a former Soviet ministry official and vice president of the global Russian television network RTVI. A second interview describes him as the chief of staff of former Soviet ambassador to the UN, Alexander Belogov. That account is corroborated by author Sharon Leontine Wahlberg. Shady. So Yana Agariev, a relative of Shestakov's, gosh, I tell you these names, who appears on the learn to speak Russian, Shady. Who appears on the property deed for the Connecticut residence is a Russian interpreter who has acted on behalf of multiple high-profile Russian criminals. Her client lists include Eugenie Birikov, an SVR official convicted of espionage in New York, and Alexander Zukrov, a self-described king of fraud. On Facebook, Shady, his friends, I mean, my gosh, the alleged former agent, this article is extensive. But this is it. Charles McGonigal, a former senior FBI official who left the Bureau just months prior to the filing. McGonigal became a special agent in charge of counterintelligence for the New York office in 2016 and left in the fall of 2018, just months before he allegedly helped connect Fokin with the law firm of the Opaque System Risk Solutions. He spent 22 years in the FBI, according to the official biography. Starting his career investigating Russian counterintelligence matters, he led numerous high-profile cases for the FBI, including insider espionage investigations. The guy is a criminal, Shady Groove. I want to see him just swinging.
Mm-hmm. That's probably going to be in our future, along with many, many other of these people. Right now, you get a look in that, and what you can see is almost like a hiring practice by the FBI, mm-hmm. right? The guy's got to have the proper qualifications, Jeff. You can't be a member of the FBI unless you're in touch with the right oligarchs, don't you know?
With the right oligarch and working with the right bloodlines. Shady Groove, that's another one. It is Tuesday. We are done. We are out of here. God bless you all. And we're going to take you back. Blast from the past. Severe.
Bring it, Severe.
You're now tuned in to In the Matrix. The Shady Groove covering the bases. Deep diving once you go through the basics. You think to say you breathe, but what's it laced with? Preconceived notions that you're faced with. That's just a mind state, truth will erase it. You gave the truth, now it's time to face it. Bring an open mind, leave the complacence. You army came strapped here, we're ready for war. And there's no going back once you go through the door. Once you get a taste of truth, you get a hunger for more. Hit the matrix.com, building up from the floor. Bring it dark to light like never before. Time to hit the website, let me give you a tour. Hit the Patreon now if you're supporting the cause. If you love the work we do, that's a form of applause. Bring it back every day, not for an award. Red pilling in itself is the greatest reward. Follow at In the Matrix and at Shady Groove. At Severe and on, yeah, you know what to do. Matrix Groove, two together forming a crew. That's the move, come and be a part of it too. For the love of our people while we do what we do. Hard work and dedication just to bring it to you is crazy. Cause they thought that she never lose. Now they all lose by the power that they abuse. In the Matrix got threats in each one of the pros. Went right over the target every time they get cued. The threat about the pain source sealed the deal. We are the new media, the world of the real. You can't put your finger on it, but it's something you feel. You know the truth is out there, but they keep it concealed. That's why we shine the light on what you need to reveal. You got the armor of God, we're providing the shield. Time to take the kill boxes and switch them around. Cause we're out of the Matrix, so the truth can be found. Enjoy the show, the MSM is tumbling down. As we watch the deep state burn down to the ground. It's all done behind the scenes without hearing a sound. They took you for a joke, but they're fearing us now. All the time to play deaf, but they're hearing us now. They put a wall around the truth, but we're tearing it down. They want a world where thinking isn't even allowed. But this is red pill music, hope you're hearing it loud. Be your own person now, separate from the crowd. Cue army, digital soldier, weapon and proud. These are digital rounds, it's a weapon of sound. And class is in session, and the lesson is now.
Yeah. Gotta love that. Severe Anon, www.mg.show. Boom.